And you're very welcome back to Tip Today. Joan was on to say, where's the gardener, Fran? Well, we attempted to get Frank Galley in the last hour of the show, but I would imagine looking out the window here at the blue skies and all of that, gardeners are very, very busy indeed today, so we had no luck in making contact with him. But we will hang on to your various questions and we'll put them to Frank next time round. Now, singer Eimear Dunn will perform at the Brewery Lane Theatre tomorrow as part of the Clancy Brothers Music and Arts Festival in Carrick and Shore, and I'm delighted to say a real treat today because she's with me in studio. Good morning to you, Eimear.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Lovely to see you today. Is this your first time taking part in the Clancy Brothers Festival?
It is indeed. I'm very excited. I'm honoured to be part of it because it's such a wonderful event to commemorate these fabulous musicians who really set the way and paved the way for so many bands and up and coming people like myself that, you know, it really is great to honour them and remember them from especially when they're from this area. So,
and would you have listened to them over the years? Would they have influenced how you sing and what you sing, I suppose, Eimear?
Absolutely. Yeah. My grandparents were both singers on both sides, my grandfathers, and they listened to that kind of music. So they would have sang all the folk songs all the time, timeless, meaningful songs that we all know and love. And then my parents had a love of music as well. They weren't singers themselves, but they did love music. So we always had CDs playing in the car with the Wolf Tones, the Dubliners, the Clancys, the Furies. So I grew up with all of that music. Yeah. And love other types of music too. But these are the songs that have stood the test of time and
of course,
so many reasons.
Yeah, you know. And you got to work with some of the people there that you mentioned as well. The Furies in particular you worked with.
Yes, yeah. Great to work with them. They're absolutely lovely. I felt like part of the band. I was on their Irish tour between December and March, travelling around. Actually, we were in the Source Arts Centre in Thurles, which was a beautiful venue.
That's
as well.
Beautiful
for
venue
the,
too. It was a lovely, lovely people, acoustic in it too. Is it lovely to see, because I was saying this to Donal Clancy and to Rory Makem yesterday as well, that it's all coming full circle. There's a whole new interest from young people in folk music and in traditional songs. It's great, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's what keeps it alive. And there's so many bands forming and so many singers going back to those songs. And I suppose those songs really carry the history forward too because they tell so much of a story.
Yes.
In many of them, there's a good historic story and just, they're great. The melodies are great and it's fabulous. It's great to see young and old people from 7 to 70 or more at the show. So,
brilliant. Tell me about you, though. Did you always sing, Eimear, from a young age?
Yes, always sang from I was really small. I'm actually going to sing in a couple of minutes one of the first songs I ever learned, which was brought to the fore by the Clancys themselves. Sang, was immersed in music of all sorts, did different kinds of things from musicals to classical to folk, and then got to tour with a dance troupe all around Europe and Japan, and then came now into doing my own kind of career in the folk line. So it's been an interesting journey and I'm still learning and every day is different and it's great.
Well, you have the guitar with you and you're going to sing for us, and you alluded to a particular song that has, of course, resonance with the Clancy Brothers,
So I just was thinking last night, what will I do today? And I thought, this is a beautiful ballad, one of the first folk songs that I ever learned. I heard it on a show when I was about 4, and seemingly I came home, I don't remember, but seemingly I came home and I was singing it all the time. So my mum looked up the words for me and taught it to me, and it's called Red is the Rose.
Oh, very good. So, very good indeed. So we're going to hear Eimear live in studio today with her guitar, Red is the Rose, in your own time, Eimear.
Red is the rose by under garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boy, but my love is far off than any. Come over the hill, my bonny Irish lass, come over the hill to your darling. And I'll be your true love forever. Red is the rose by under garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. But my love is far off than any. 'Twas down by Killarney, green woodlands we did stray. The moon and the stars, they were shining. Hair, and she swore she'd be my love forever. Red is the rose by under garden grows, and fair is the lily. Born, but my love is far off than any.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. Oh, it's such a beautiful voice.
Thank you very much. Thank
really
you.
Beautiful voice. And then you can hear the classical influences in there.
Yes,
as
yeah.
Well, yeah.
I had a little bit of classical training just in after yes. school, you know, with the late Veronica Dunn. But I didn't. She, I suppose, kind of said, well, maybe if you want to pursue opera, you can go off to Germany or somewhere like that. But I kind of love a bit of both. But
yes,
I focus more over my.
I just love what that influence is doing to the Irish sounds as well. It's really, really gorgeous indeed. You worked with the great Bill Shanley on. Is that the latest album that he produced?
That's the latest album. Yeah. So I worked with Bill. Bill's a fantastic musician, as you know, and a lovely, lovely guy.
Worked with everybody. Mary Black
and
Gilbert O'Sullivan, I think, of
That's
recent
right,
times
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, he does lots of touring. I'm very jealous of his tour bus because I do have our, we're all packed into my little car and his tour bus looks amazing online anyway. Yeah. But Bill's a lovely guy. We set out a few years ago to work on my latest album, Hourglass, which is all those folk songs, Wild Mountain Thyme and loads of the classics. And he's a great guy to work with.
Yes.
And I got to finally release it. It was on hold for a while during the pandemic, but I finally got to release it the end of 21 and then got touring about this time last year. So it's still kind of relatively fresh and we're working on new material again.
That's great. When you revisit songs that are, you know, well known to people, it's important to put your own stamp on it. You take great care with that, Emer?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think you have to, even there I had a subtle difference. I don't know if people notice with Red is the Rose, but you have to
with
be
the melody,
sensitive
yes.
to the song and what people know and what's embedded in their consciousness, and at the same time, maybe do something a little bit varied, you know, to kind of bring your own stamp to it, as you put it. So,
of course, which is very important. It's tomorrow at Brewery Lane. Are you familiar with the Brewery Lane Theatre in Carrick?
I haven't had the pleasure of going before, but I'm very much looking forward to
it's
it.
Gorgeous.
I have two great musicians with me as well on guitar and whistles, and they're fantastic. And it looks like a beautiful venue, and I'm really looking forward to it now. I hope the people of Carriganshore and Clonmel and all the surrounding areas, or even from further afield, will travel along and kick off this festival in style, and you know.
Yeah, because I think this is going to be packed tomorrow night with a beautiful voice of yours. Why wouldn't it be? If people want to get tickets, you can go on to ticketsource.eu and you can look it up through that and go to Brewery Lane Theatre. But if you want a phone number for the tickets, which might be handier, it's 086 127 4736. That's 086 127 4736 with Emer starting off the festival in great style tomorrow night. Will you sing something else for us, Emer?
I will. I was deliberating here. Which will I do? I think I'm going to stick with the festival theme since I'm here. Yeah. And I'm going to do a little small bit of the Waltzing Matilda.
Oh, the Eric Bogle song.
The Eric Bogle song, that Liam Clancy did a fabulous version of this. Mm. And I'm not going to try and be Liam Clancy, but I'm going to do my own little version of it. I won't sing it all because it's a long song, but it's a fabulous song with a great emotive story. So, I'll sing it a little bit.
Yes, please, indeed. Eimear Dunn with us in studio this morning.
When I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of a rover. From Mary's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. In 1950, when my country said, "Son, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done." So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we sailed far away from the quay. Amidst all the tears, flags waving and cheers, we set sail for Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day when the blood stained the sand and the water. And now in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs to the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, he primed himself well, he shot us with bullets and he rained us with shells. And in 5 minutes flat, we were all blown to hell. He nearly blew us back home to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we sailed far away from the quay. Amidst all the tears, flags waving and cheers, we set sail for Gallipoli. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. And we sang as we danced and waited till the billabong. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Well, that's a lovely version of the song, isn't it?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It has to be one of the great anti-war songs, isn't it?
It's, you know? It's fabulous. It's so as it goes on, I suppose I did a show a number of years back called Saluting the Brave, which was all about World War One, and then I did one subsequently after that called Echoes of the Rising, all about 1916.
Oh, right. Okay.
And these songs, when I was researching these songs, like the whole story that they tell when you really listen to the lyrics is amazing, you know. And it's so sad, but fantastic to have that in
I have a memory of Liam. The first time I heard that song was his appearance on The Late Late Show. I will never forget it. You know, it was just so magical. I remember Gay Byrne saying that it was one of two of the greatest musical experiences he had on the Late Show, and that was one. So it's incredible. So tomorrow night then at the Brewery Lane in Carrick and Shore, and just that phone number again for tickets, 086 127 4736. And Eimear, you said that you'll have some fantastic musicians with you tomorrow
night
as well.
Yes, I have Eamon Moran, who's a phenomenal guitarist. I think he can play anything, so I actually end up putting the guitar down to leave him at it. I do. I get terrible lazy when he's there.
Yeah.
And Robert Harvey then is a phenomenal 7-time All-Ireland champion flute and whistles. And so the three of us, we're doing a big mixture of those ballads and some lively numbers and some from the High Kings and a good mixture of Irish, Scottish and American folks.
And people will have an opportunity to sing along, I would imagine.
Absolutely, that's what we want, is people to sing along. And I might just thank the committee as well, Fran, for all the work they're putting in and how good they've been to me in inviting us along. And we really hope now that people come along and support all us and all the other events as well.
I'm sure they will indeed. Just that number once more, 086-127-4736 for Brewery Lane tomorrow night. I think it's about 8 o'clock, curtain open, that's all great. Of that. And Emer's album is called Hourglass, and that's available at the moment as
well. It is available, Emer, yes. It's online on my website, emerdunn.com, and it was in all of the record stores, but I think it's online anyway if people want to get
all
it there.
Right. So. Lovely to see you, and such a beautiful voice, Emer. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. That's it for me. Emer produced, Ali looks after her content, and Stephen is on the way. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.